USA Radio News with Wendy King.
American and Afghan military personnel have been fired on while conducting an operation in Afghanistan's eastern Nangarhar province. One official says there are U.S. casualties and several people were injured. A member of the Nangarhar Council said it appears to be a surprise attack from within. The Taliban tweeted responsibility for the attack. Last month, a roadside bomb in nearby Kandahar province killed two American service members. The death toll from the coronavirus outbreak has climbed to 780 people in China. That includes the first American. Hong Kong is now imposing a mandatory quarantine on mainland arrivals. Inside China, nearly 60 million people are still on a partial or total public lockdown. New research shows pangolin scales may have started the outbreak. This is USA Radio News.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Heavy snowfall in the mountains, along with recent heavy rain, have caused flooding in Pendleton, Oregon. Police Chief Stuart Roberts says dozens of homes and businesses have been damaged.
There's substantial loss, a lot of displaced workers, a lot of displaced residents. We're working through logistics of cleanup right now and such and the like. We stood up a Red Cross Center at our local convention center for the displaced folks.
Oregon Governor Kate Brown has declared a state of emergency in several counties. Former National Security Advisor John Bolton's team is accusing the White House of trying to suppress the release of his unpublished new book. He says the National Security Council that sent him a letter with concerns that the manuscript contains classified information is just a ruse to protect President Trump. His lawyers say Bolton continues to believe that the manuscript contains no legitimately classified material. You're listening to USA Radio News.
At the American Veterinary Medical Association annual convention in Washington, D.C., I spoke with Dr. John Howe, AVMA president, about One Health.
One Health is really a collaboration between physicians and veterinarians or public health officials. For example, in Minnesota, our state public health veterinarian deals with zoonotic diseases, rabies, for example. Animals are sentinels for humans, and humans are sentinels for some infections in animals.
There's more valuable information at avma.org.
A recent study shows suicides in the Air Force are on the rise. With more, here's USA Radio's John Hunt.
Suicides in the active duty Air Force surged last year to the highest total in at least three decades, even as the other military services saw their numbers stabilize or decline. The reasons for the Air Force increase are not fully understood, coming after years of effort by all of the military services to counter a problem that seems to defy solution. According to preliminary figures, the Air Force had 84 suicides, up from 60 the year before. For USA Radio News, I'm John Hunt.
A federal court declined to throw out a civil lawsuit Friday by Kurdish demonstrators who were involved in a skirmish 3 years ago during a visit to Washington, D.C. by Turkish President Recep Erdogan. The U.S. District Court in Washington struck down arguments that Turkey is protected by the Foreign Service Immunities Act. In 2017, activists at the Turkish ambassador's residence were violently attacked by Turkish security forces. Ankara argued the demonstration posed a threat to Erdogan, who was at the residence at the time. Video footage later showed Erdogan supporters joining the security forces in the assault. Women and elderly men were among the activists. Federal criminal charges against some of the security officers were dropped in 2018 and coincided with the release of an American prisoner in Turkey. For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.